Okay. Michael Gordon, our next speaker. He's the principal at Group Gordon Communications. Go ahead, Michael.
So I'm going to talk about three issues today. First, the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation vote and its after effects. Second, the future of the Affordable Care Act. And third, what we can expect legislatively in a Trump or Biden White House. On Amy Coney Barrett, the Republicans have made the decision that they would rather have a sixth seat on the Supreme Court than keep the issue alive to help them with the election. If anything, voting on the nomination right before the election will take some of the gas out from Republican voters and further energize Democrats. Perhaps their view is that they're going to lose anyway, so they might as well go down with this victory as the exclamation point of their time in charge. It's hard to imagine the vote getting delayed until after the election. They need four Republicans to delay, and only two have stepped forward. Cory Gardner of Colorado, Martha McSally of Arizona, or Joni Ernst of Iowa could change their minds if they think it will help their Senate reelection, but they'll risk losing part of the Trump base if they go that route, so it seems unlikely. Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who are in tough races, have gone all in with Barrett, so they're not on the table to change. If for some reason the vote is delayed post-election by Republicans who make a political calculation or feels the right thing to do after blocking the 2016 Garland nomination, I do see the GOP trying again to move forward in a lame duck, even though that will invoke more division than there already is. I do think waiting to vote on the nomination until after the election would keep their party engaged on the issue and marginally help them in the election. But if there's a huge blue wave, it could hurt them in getting the seat through. If the priority is getting Barrett on the court, they should do it before Election Day. If the priority is to try to help their chances even marginally on Election Day, they should wait. If Barrett is confirmed before year end, Democrats will absolutely end the legislative filibuster if they're in the majority. There's no political downside to it. It's more of an inside baseball issue. It's hard to explain and not a kitchen table issue that real Americans care about. Plus, they'll be able to pass a lot of legislation quickly, assuming they hold the House and win the White House. It will be the final rule change in the operations of the Senate that traditionally made it the chamber of careful consideration. But the polarization of our nation, as amplified by cable news and inspired by our leaders, has brought us to this point. Packing the Supreme Court is more complicated. It is much easier for the average voter to understand that issue. The Democrats could be painted as retributive for doing it and quickly will end up on defense while they're trying to accomplish much on the legislative front. Biden is not enthusiastic about court packing because he fears a slippery slope, but they want to hold on to this issue as a threat to Republicans for pushing through Barrett and also to keep the part of their base energized that wants to pack the court. If you made me guess, I don't think it will happen in the end, but the brazen hypocrisy of the Senate GOP in filling the Supreme Court seat in an election year may be enough for the Democrats to go for it. On the Affordable Care Act, the issue is coming before the Supreme Court again. It's hard to imagine the whole law getting tossed out at this point. The theory of the case is that the law should be invalidated in its entirety without the individual mandate. That seems like a big stretch, and the Supreme Court bigfooted the case, I think, to keep what remains of the law intact. This will happen even with Barrett on the court. If I'm wrong and the whole law does get tossed, either administration would be sent to the drawing board. I don't think much would happen under Trump except possibly something narrow on pre-existing condition. But if Biden had a Democratic Congress, he would restore pre-existing conditions as well as health care for young adults on their parents' policy. He'd keep out the individual mandate and find ways to increase access to health care with a Medicare expansion. He'd also try to institute a public option in order to add more competition to the market. On post-election legislation, if Biden wins, you can expect relatively swift action on racial justice issues, gun safety, infrastructure, executive branch, ethics reform, and climate. And you'll see a more aggressive economic support package for states, municipalities, citizens, and businesses while the economy is foundering. I could see his first 100 days being among the most consequential and productive of recent presidencies, particularly if Senate Democrats do eliminate the legislative filibuster. You'll also see Biden really try to reach out to Republican leaders to get their support for common sense measures to help combat the virus spread. These are not legislative measures, but he'll be working with reasonable Republican, local, state, and federal officials to encourage mask wearing, hand hygiene, distancing, and also to make the case for the vaccine. Trump has sown a lot of distrust on both the basics of fighting the pandemic and also the efficacy of a vaccine. And as a result, Biden will want to have reasonable Republicans by his side as he pleads the case. With that said, I do not see Biden working much with Republicans on legislation. Obama tried and got burned early on, but I do see him building bridges with the GOP around the health crisis as a way to get it at bay. If Trump wins on the inside straight again and the Democrats hold at least one branch of Congress, you'll see more conciliation on the part of Democrats and more legislation passed than in the past 2 years. Most likely candidates are infrastructure and immigration. But it seems that if anything, the surprise on Election Day will be the intensity of the blue wave rather than another Trump upset. Larry.
Thanks, Michael.